So where does that leave the crisis of the liberal order, Exus Douthat, that populism was supposed to bring upon us, both in America and Europe? One answer is that the crisis is still here because the system of liberalism is failing, notwithstanding the ups and downs of its illiberal challenger. That's the bracing argument of Patrick Deneen, a Notre Dame political theorist, in a book with the boldly retrospective title, Why Liberalism Failed. Deneen is a student of Alexis de Tocqueville, and part of his argument is classically Tocquevillian, that the liberal democratic capitalist matrix we all inhabit depends for its livability and sustainability and decency upon pre-liberal forces and habits. That's it in a nutshell. And that's why it's failing. It has burned the fuel. It has burned through the fuel that allowed it to live this long. That's the point. Douthat. Unchosen obligations and allegiances, the communities of tribe and family, the moralism and metaphysical horizons of religion, the aristocracy of philosophy and art. But Deneen comes as a Jeremiah to announce that Tocqueville's fear that liberalism would eventually dissolve all of these inheritance, leaving only a selfish individualism and soft bureaucratic despotism locked in a strange embrace, may now be fully upon us. Where it once delivered equality, liberalism now offers plutocracy. Instead of liberty, appetitiveness, regulated by a surveillance state. Instead of true intellectual and religious freedom, growing conformity and mediocrity. It has reduced rich cultures to consumer products. Smashed social and familial relations and left us all isolated and mutually suspicious inhabitants of an anti-culture from which many genuine human goods have fled. Deneen's portrait is sometimes a caricature, but like any good one, it captures important things about our situation. Still, one obvious response was offered last week by my colleague David Brooks, who argued that liberalism does not have an inevitable arc. It also has the capacity to regenerate itself. No, it doesn't. Folks, think of it like this. If liberalism has the capacity to regenerate itself, why hasn't it? Again, as I challenged Brooks yesterday when reading his screed. Okay, David, where's the evidence for your point of view? Where is it? If liberalism is so star-spangled awesome, and by the by, liberalism does not mean libtards. That does not mean Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and all the rest of the usual suspects. Liberalism is the system of governance that we currently live under in America. It encompasses both, quote, conservatism and what are known as liberals. So it's a bipartisan gig. It pays very well, too, by the by. But if it can regenerate itself, why hasn't it? If all that is needed is for, well, Mitter Church, it has regenerated it. It is rebuilding itself. Okay, so what's the latest iteration of I am my own? I own me. No stinking God, no stinking religion, no stinking reverence towards anything greater than me. I am me. Descartes. I think, therefore I am. Which has to be one of the most ridiculous notable quotables in the history of ridiculous notable quotables. What's his latest iteration? Homosexuality. Its latest creation is the elevation of sodomites and sodomy to normalcy. And the practice and proclaiming oneself to be a sodomite or a female version of a sodomite to bring it to normalcy. Mitter Church, you're not supposed to stop saying sodomite. You get people mad. I gave a gift subscription away and they got mad. They sodomite. Well, they are sodomites. That's the problem. Oh, but we need to be more gentle and kind. No, these people need the truth. It is not charitable to tell people to continue to wallow in the commission of mortal sins. Why just keep on doing it? Don't worry, he'll forgive you. By the by, I discovered in going to so many confessions, I'm a regular there, by the way. I got frequent confessor miles. If we got miles for confessions, I'd be going to Aruba today. But I have discovered, though, one of the sins that we're not aware of, and we should be, is the expectation of mercy. You just assume, you know what, I go out and do whatever I want. Thanks to Christ on the cross, he's got to forgive me. He has to. He doesn't have a choice. No, he kind of does. And for us to be presumptuous like that and to assume that there is no choice, that's kind of like acting as though you're God. It is. You are then I who am at that point. It's another one of the errors of the modern world and the modern church. That people don't see, and if you apprise them of it, then they just get mad. Back to the story from Douthat here. Well, let me finish the point about Brooks and the recreation of liberalism. So if the latest creation, and since liberalism is going to regenerate itself, and it's in the latest regeneration attempt, is sodomy, sodomites, lesbians, what have you. What does that say for the future? Huh? If you're a promoter of liberalism, it says there is no future. That's what it says. Newsflash. Sodomites, homosexuals do not reproduce. They don't bring the good, the true, and the beautiful, the next generation into this world. And if they do, it's totally by accident or by some perversion of the process. So then, in its latest regeneration, what has liberalism got notched on its belt? A methodology to actually bring about its own end. Doesn't need me to do it or God to do it. It's going to do it. You see the point here. Now, folks, the methodology to arrive at this, some people may be thinking that, why are you, better church, please. We're all still here. Netflix is going to be on tonight. Tonight I get part 3, the Jodi Arias story on Investigation Discovery. Life is good, you idiot. That's because you've never seen and never lived in an era when the true good life was lived, cherished, and aspired to. You don't have anything to compare it to. Nothing. Even if you were to retreat to a monastery and you were to lock yourself inside, trying to pretend that you're Saint Benedict again. Because those that are locked inside along with you have had life and have had to live in this tragically, horribly disfigured and fallen world, they won't have it either. Put another way, barring an act of divine intervention, it's a generational shift that's underway. And that's what, if you're looking for something that's regenerating, well, the civilization of Christendom is regenerating itself. And you see that, and now I think that the we've come to a full stop now, and that the revolt from although there are still rebels who are still practicing and working at the revolt, namely the Holy Father himself, in too many occasions, and those that he surrounded himself with. Yeah, it's that bad. It's to that level. However, folks, their generation, this is their Waterloo, if you will. This is their crowning achievement. The next generation is coming up. The young crave the reverence of the old mass. They crave the reverence of the tradition. They want to attempt to remain chaste until marriage. They don't want to run around and fornicate all over Hades and creation and then boast and brag about it. They don't want to run around half naked in the streets. Oh, that's fashion, Mike. No, it's lewdness.